Hi everyone, I'm running NanoServer in a VM on Azure in the cloud, and in this demo I'd like to show you some of PowerShell's cool new features running on NanoServer. Once I've located my VM, I use the dashboard to locate the public IP address and copy that to the clipboard and paste it into the PowerShell ISE. Let's store that value into $IP. I also need to create a session object using new PS session and passing in the $IP as the computer name, as well as the administrator credentials. This session object is going to come in handy throughout the demo. For starters, let's use it to remote into the NanoServer VM using enter PS session. I use dash session now that we have a session object and pass in $S. Once I'm in, let's change folders to C test and do a dir and find absolutely nothing there. So we exit our session and check out our local PowerShell folder and find a test script, no.gwmi.ps1. Using psedit to edit it, we take a look at it. It doesn't do much that's useful, but this is just a test script. Let's take a look at our first cool new feature. Copy item now has two new parameters, to session and from session. Let's use to session to copy that local test script over to the remote NanoServer machine. So the path will point to the local path and destination is the ctest folder on our remote machine. We'll also copy from session, from our remote session, the DISM logs. For that, we'll use the copy alias, which is the short form for copy item. And the path in this case is actually the remote path, the Windows logs DISM log path, and we'll copy it to the local folder. So let's do a dir, and we actually find that the DISM log has made the journey safely over. Let's now enter PS session again and see if our local test script has actually made it safely to the remote machine as well. And sure enough, it's there. Once we run it, we actually find that ipconfig ran fine, but getwmi object produced an error, and the NanoServer rocks string is actually truncated. So let's look at the next cool feature, which is editing remote files. I use psedit to edit that remote script. Not only can I edit the remote script, but we can actually debug the remote script. So I set a breakpoint by pressing F9 and run my script again using F5. The debugger stopped at the breakpoint and I have full access to the command line. So the first thing I do is get command, get WMI object, and that gave me an error, is not recognized as the name of a command. For that, I realized that get WMI object is not supported on NanoServer. Instead, I should be using get some instance. So I press Shift F5 to stop the debugger and replace my get WMI object commandlet with get sim instance and press F8 to test out the current line. Now I turn my attention to the truncated string and I set another breakpoint inside the loop and press F5 again. Once it stopped, I actually realized that I should not be adding +3 to $i. So I press Shift F5, fix that line, that was an easy fix, and run my script again. This time it actually ran successfully. In this demo, we ran NanoServer in a VM on Azure in the cloud and used PowerShell remoting and some of PowerShell's cool new features to copy files from and to the remote machine, as well as edit and debug remote scripts. Thanks for watching.